Today is Wednesday, April 24th. We're talking about an overwhelming bipartisan vote to send aid to Ukraine and other American allies. Also, the new ways in which university administrators are cracking down on protesters all over the country. Plus, what kind of weather Americans could be in for this summer? Two new federal rules that could change millions of workers' salaries. And the most lucrative endorsement deal in women's basketball. Those stories and even more news to know today coming up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The U.S. Senate overwhelmingly approved a foreign aid package last night. And that ends months of uncertainty about whether the U.S. would continue to back allies, mainly Ukraine, since most House Republicans were against another infusion of aid into Kyiv. But this bill does send billions of dollars to Ukraine, as well as Israel and the Indo-Pacific. The final Senate vote was 79-18, reflecting resounding bipartisan support. And President Biden says he will sign it today. Ukrainian officials are thanking their allies. The Speaker of the Ukraine Parliament posted a photo on social media showing lawmakers holding American flags inside the chamber in Kyiv. By the way, that same bill also mentions TikTok. It requires TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell its stake within a year, or else the social media app could be banned in the U.S. We'll be talking more about this in our upcoming special edition Saturday episode right here on The Newsworthy. Colleges all around the country are still grappling with unrest. At last check, there was still a large encampment of student protesters at Columbia University. The school had set a midnight deadline for them to disband, or police could be sent in to clear the grounds and make arrests. But the deadline passed, so there's now some confusion about whether it was extended or whether the encampment will still be cleared at some point this morning. Apparently, administrators are in talks with student organizers in hopes of reaching some sort of agreement. Several other protests have also popped up from coast to coast. At California State Polytechnic University, Humboldt, students even took over a campus building and barricaded the exits with chairs and trash bins. That campus is now closed. Harvard has locked most gates into its famous Harvard Yard and limited access to those with school IDs. As you know, the protests stem from the war between Hamas and Israel. The war started with Hamas's assault on Israel last October. But most protesters are upset about the U.S. supporting Israel, since Israel's mission to eliminate Hamas in Gaza has killed thousands and helped fuel a dire humanitarian crisis. So administrators say they're still considering the students' right to free speech. But the problem is some demonstrations have included hate speech, threats, or support for the terror group Hamas. So many universities are cracking down, setting limits, and allowing police to make arrests. To be continued. Once again, the U.S. Supreme Court is set to consider a highly controversial case. Today, justices will be weighing the question, when can doctors provide emergency abortions in states with strict bans? This specific case involves Idaho, one of the 14 states that now ban abortion at all stages of pregnancy. Idaho does have an exception when the life of a woman is at stake. But some doctors still had to ask, exactly how close to death does a woman have to get? The Justice Department sued Idaho, arguing its ban is in conflict with the Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act that requires all hospitals that accept Medicare to provide emergency care to any patient. And nearly all hospitals accept Medicare. But Idaho argues the law is only meant to make sure patients are stabilized and doctors don't have to follow an exact standard of care. Other similar cases are pending in other states, so this Supreme Court decision could have far-reaching impacts. The high court justices are expected to rule one way or another by this summer. It was another busy day at former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. First, the judge considered whether former President Trump violated a gag order by publicly discussing witnesses. The prosecutor argued Trump should be held in contempt of court and punished with either steep fines or jail time. But Trump's lawyer argued Trump's comments about witnesses have been political and not about the case. So far, the judge told Trump's team that they haven't presented anything reasonable, but he hasn't actually ruled about this yet. The rest of the day yesterday was reserved for more testimony from a former National Enquirer publisher, David Pecker. Pecker told the court the Enquirer paid two people who were selling salacious stories about Trump and then decided not to publish them, just as he agreed to do when he met with Trump in 2015. Prosecutors argue that agreement constitutes a criminal conspiracy. The defense attorneys say Trump never committed any crimes, just tried to protect his reputation as any candidate would. The trial is on break today, but Pecker will return to the stand tomorrow, and Trump's lawyers will get a chance to question him. Remember, the former president is facing 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to hide a hush money payment made to cover up a sex scandal. Trump has pleaded not guilty. Brace yourself. This summer could be an especially hot one in the U.S. At least that's according to the latest forecast from the federal agency NOAA. It says the areas where the unusual heat is most likely include the Northeast and most of the West from Texas to Washington State. But really, nearly the entire country looks to be in for warmer than average temperatures in June, July, and August. There are even some models that show this being one of the hottest American summers on record. Granted, it's not a sure thing, and forecasts can always change as we get closer. More news is still ahead, but first, this episode is brought to you by Skims. Everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt can be a challenge. I've always had problems, whether it was with the fit or the quality. But after I was obsessed with my Fits Everybody long-sleeve bodysuit from Skims, I wanted to get a t-shirt version, and Skims did not disappoint. I got the Fits Everybody t-shirt in the Onyx color, and it's my new go-to. I love throwing it on with jeans, and I can either dress it up for a night out or dress it down for working from home or running errands. It's that versatile, and just like the other Fits Everybody collection, the material is super soft and smooth, and it fits me really well. I also got the cotton jersey t-shirt, and again, it just proves that Skims makes the best basics and foundations. So go shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show, The Newsworthy, in the drop-down menu that follows. Now back to the news. Americans have been warned about the trillions of cicadas expected to emerge this spring. Well, it's actually starting to happen now in parts of the Southeast and Midwest. In one South Carolina county, the cicadas have been so loud that people are calling the police, asking why they can hear sirens or a loud roar. But law enforcement has made it clear that sound is actually just male cicadas singing to attract mates after more than a decade underground. Scientists say many more cicadas will start to emerge next month. And at that point, two different groups, or broods, will be out at once. It's the first time they've emerged together since 1803. Don't worry, they don't hurt people or animals, and they're not around for very long. What's been called cicada mania will likely end in late June when the mating cycle is over. Tesla has seen its profits more than halve this year. Specifically, the electric car maker says its profits fell by 55% in the first quarter. There are a lot of reasons it's been a rough 2024 so far for Tesla. Just last week, the company recalled all of the Cybertrucks it had sold since reaching the market last year over a defect with the accelerator that would need to be fixed. Last month, there was an arson attack at its factory outside Berlin. And global sales of EVs have been under pressure as many car makers and buyers have decided to prioritize hybrids. Plus, there has been a big fight over a potential $56 billion pay package for CEO Elon Musk. And just this week, Tesla cut another 6,000 jobs across California and Austin, Texas. Thousands more layoffs are expected soon. But it's apparently all part of a restructuring plan. Tesla is planning to spend big money to expand facilities. The company is also ramping up its production timeline of a more affordable car. And it's doubling down on its fully autonomous Cybercab. All these plans for the future seem to be impressing investors. Despite the recent profit plunge, Tesla's stock was trading up more than 10% in after-hours trading last night. A new study is adding new fuel to the debate over transgender athletes in women's sports. The International Olympic Committee paid for this study, and it found they don't always have a competitive advantage. Specifically, it says the transgender athletes do show greater hand grip strength, which is an indicator of overall muscle strength. But it also says they show lower jumping ability, lung function, and relative cardio fitness as compared to women who were born female. So the study authors advise against excluding transgender women from sports without sport-specific research to back up the reasoning. Though the research has its critics. Some say, tests aside, if athletes can grow taller and heavier after going through puberty, that's already a big competitive edge. It's also worth noting that in the study, none of the participants were athletes competing at the national or international level, where events can be decided by the smallest of margins. And all of the transgender women had undergone at least a year of treatment suppressing their testosterone levels and taking estrogen supplements. So there's still a lot of support for blanket bans. 25 American states now have laws or regulations that keep transgender athletes from participating in any girls' or women's sports. As for the International Olympic Committee, It's left eligibility rules up to the global federations that govern individual sports. Women's basketball star Caitlin Clark seems to be on the verge of setting another record. Reports say the number one pick in the WNBA draft scored an eight-year deal with Nike worth $28 million. That would be the richest sponsorship contract for a women's basketball player. And as part of the agreement, Clark will get her own signature shoe. Of course, this $28 million deal far overshadows her WNBA salary, which is set at just $76,000 as a rookie. And it means Nike is placing a pretty big bet on Clark. But it's considered a pretty safe bet since she has done so well in the last year. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, a quick thank you to our sponsor. Trade Coffee is changing the way you experience coffee at home. They continuously curate a wide variety of coffees from the best small batch specialty roasters in the U.S., then make personalized recommendations based on what you like or may like to try. Every bag is roasted to order and shipped fresh to you by one of their more than 50 partners. From dark roasts to decafs, espressos to cold brew and iced coffee, you can discover the best coffee suited to your taste. I have loved my own experience with Trade Coffee. I wanted to try some really unique, more adventurous types of coffee, specifically for my new espresso machine, and Trade Coffee delivered in more ways than one, with super high-quality, great-tasting blends that show up right to my door. Right now, I'm enjoying a fantastic blend from Brazil, roasted in Portland, Oregon, that has flavors of marshmallow and graham. I am now looking forward to my cup of coffee every morning more than ever before. So, do you love coffee as much as I do? If so, you need to be trying Trade today. For a limited time, you can enjoy a free bag and up to $15 off select plans when you visit my link, drinktrade.com/newsworthy. That's drinktrade.com/newsworthy for a free bag and up to $15 off select plans. drinktrade.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. Workplace changes are coming for millions of employees in America. The FTC voted for a rule that bans employers from imposing nearly all non-compete clauses. Non-competes basically say workers cannot take jobs with competing companies or start up their own similar business for a period of time after leaving a job. And by getting rid of them, the FTC says it's expanding career opportunities for about 30 million Americans, allowing them to freely switch jobs for higher pay and better conditions. But the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is already planning to sue the FTC over this, calling it an unnecessary power grab. The group argues that non-competes are good things that help companies better guard trade secrets and hold on to employees. Still, for now, the ban is set to take effect later this year. Separately, a new federal rule was finalized this week that will make millions more American workers eligible for overtime pay. It says starting in July, employers will have to pay overtime to salaried workers who make less than $44,000 a year in certain executive, administrative, and professional roles. That cap will then rise to just above $58,000 next year. It's a big jump from the current threshold, which is about $35,500. By the way, this change doesn't impact most hourly workers who are already entitled to overtime pay after 40 hours a week, no matter what they make. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing the show. We'll catch you up with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.